This is Misty Hale, and I'm here with Ashley Mooney, the Russellville School District's Child Nutrition Specialist. And we are talking about summer meal opportunities available through the school district.
And you offer free meals for all children 18 and under, correct?
Correct. And they do not have to be enrolled in Russellville schools.
Okay.
It can be anyone 18 and under, and it is not income-based. So you don't have to qualify. You just have to sign up.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about how it works. Like, I saw you have mobile sites and drive-through sites. So tell me the difference between those two types of sites.
Yeah. So the mobile sites are where we're bringing a bus and we're meeting you somewhere in the community. So I think we have four spots that qualify that way. So we have Sanctuary Church, and then we have the Refuge. And then those are the two churches that we'll be at. We're not a part of those churches. We're just using their parking lot. And then out near, I think it's Warehouse Row, there's Central Beekeeper Supply. We're going to be out in their parking lot for just a little bit. And then Riverwood Apartments, kind of over by the high school. And in those, you drive up to us, but you're going to get out of your car, meet us at the bus. We're going to check your name off and get you food for your kiddos. The drive-through sites, you're actually going to stay in your car. We're going to bring food to you. We're going to load it in the back of your car, and then you'll drive on. At those sites, same thing. Somebody meets you at your car, asks for your name. We check you off of our roster. We do have to have every kid on our roster, so we do need people to sign up in advance so that we can make sure that we have enough food for everyone, but also that we don't have people at multiple sites picking up food. So we can only feed each kid one time.
Okay. And so I noticed it says that you have on Mondays and Tuesdays, 3 breakfasts and 3 lunches, and on Thursdays, 4 breakfasts and 4 lunches. So tell me kind of what that means.
Yeah. So if you come to both days, you have 7 days a week covered breakfast and lunch.
Okay.
So if you can only make one, then you obviously only get half of the meals. So we are only allowed to serve so many at a time. And so we can't do all 7 days all at once. But if we break it into 2 pickups, we can cover families 7 days a week, breakfast and lunch, not just the 5 days for Monday through Friday. And so we really wanted to be able to provide that for our families. When it hits summer, it gets a lot more expensive for everyone. And so we definitely wanted to be able to cover kids 7 days a week. And so we have it split where it's Monday afternoon and evening, and then Tuesday morning, so that on Monday you get food for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and on Thursday you get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
And tell me a little bit about what the meals look like.
So it is bulk feeding. So like we may be giving you, you know, a jar of applesauce that you're kind of portioning out. You get half a gallon of milk per kid. So it is kind of some bulk supplies, but then it's also things like a chicken sandwich that already is like a chicken patty in a bun in a bag that's frozen, so that you pull that out and heat it. There is going to be a QR code that each person will get that gives cooking instructions as well as a link to what our menus are supposed to be.
Oh,
and you know
cool.
What food to expect and what to get. It's going to be fresh fruits and vegetables as well as some frozen, just a really good mix so that kids get some healthy options. We still have to be USDA compliant. So it's still going to be whole grains, low sugar, like all of the things that we see in school food, but you'll be able to prepare it at home. And so you can definitely cook it to taste, but we'll make sure that you have instructions to make sure, you know, you reach temps and everything to keep it safe.
That's awesome. So how many kids did y'all serve last year over the summer program? Just around numbers.
So we fed about 8 on average, 800, sometimes more, sometimes less per day, like that pickup day.
Okay.
And then that equaled about 102,000 meals over the course of the summer last year. And so right now today, we have 1,080 kids already signed up to participate this summer.
Wow.
And so, you know, not everyone will come that signed up. So we don't know, you know, what participation will really look like yet. But we do have a lot of people who have already, you know, jumped on board and are signed up to pick up food for their kids this summer. We as a district feel like across all of our sites can do about 1,500. And so, okay. So we still have room for more people if they want to sign up. And if people are struggling with getting signed up, they can show up at one of the sites and we can get them signed up in person as well.
Are there any deadlines for signups?
Yes. So the first deadline is this Friday. So if someone wants to participate in the June 1st pickup, we need them signed up by this Friday. So for June 1st and 2nd, we do have in the form, you can see the deadline to sign up and what pickup your first is going to be the first one that you're on the roster. That's so that we make sure that we have enough food on hand for anyone who will sign up. If someone shows up without signing up in advance, we just ask them to wait till the end because we will have people who don't show or couldn't. They went on vacation, like they just weren't in town. Something came up, they missed it. So we're going to have sufficient supplies to take care of those people. Right. We just do have to serve those ones that signed up first.
Okay. And what are some of the biggest challenges that you guys have faced in previous years and that you think you may see this year?
So it's hot. as we all know, Arkansas gets so hot. But one of the really cool things that we got this year is we actually got a grant to help us with some supplies. And so we are actually able to get some more ice chests so that we're able to keep food a little cooler, closer to the line. We were able to get some big fans to help our workers stay cool in the heat. And we just some supplies that took help mitigate that. But the biggest challenge is that it is just so hot. And so all of our food has to be kept, you know, frozen or refrigerated, even milk, like if it's sitting out very long in the heat, like it's not going to be good for very long. And so that's one of our biggest challenges in general is just it's hot when we hit that peak part of summer.
Well, and that's a good note to families who are participating that some of the food that they're going to be getting is not shelf stable. So they probably need to bring a cooler or something like that with them as well.
If they're going
to
be very far, yeah.
Right home.
Yeah. Because it is, most of the time we have a frozen bag, a refrigerated bag. And then if we have any shelf stable stuff, we'll have a dry bag. And so each kid gets one bag. So, you know, if you have three kids, you're getting three freezer bags, you know, and it's kind of a shopping bag, right? So you get three frozen, three refrigerated, three shelf stable. So you have to have room for that to stay in temp if you're going to be out in town.
So how is this program funded?
So this is all through the USDA. And if anybody wanted to look into it, it is called Seamless Summer, or I think the other name they use for it sometimes is Sunbucks. But like there's a lot of different kind of terms used. There are other school districts who are going to participate. I think Dardanelle is going to do a site there that's, you know, 5 days a week that you pick up all at one time. And as a family, you do need to decide which program you want to participate in, because you are not supposed to participate in my program in that one.
Right.
But River Valley Food for Kids is not the same program. So if a family is participating in River Valley Food for Kids, they are welcome to participate in one of the summer programs at a school as well. And in fact, we encourage you to, if you need that support, we want your kids and your families to be taken care of.
Yeah. And the takeaway for families is that there is no cost to them for this program. Correct.
Okay. Correct. And it's not our part is not income based. So if you are not going to qualify for free and reduced meals for this program, it does not matter. It is not income based. It is 100% age based.
How do you reach families that don't really have transportation that might have trouble getting to even a mobile site?
Yeah. And so that's really difficult for us because in reality, like we have to kind of meet you as best as we can. So we did try to get buses closer to people. So like in the apartment complex, they can walk to the bus and then walk back home. They're kind of out, you know, we spread those out a little bit. But what we found last year was that we were more present with buses around town so that it was a little easier to get to those sites. And we didn't really have a lot of participation in a lot of those sites. So we did scale back. We saw that most families wanted to go to their school in their neighborhood. We did try to at least get to schools that were kind of in neighborhoods. So you could walk to the school with a wagon and load up and, you know, walk home. But yeah, it is a little bit more of a challenge if you have no transportation. We don't have a great way of solving that problem. But, you know, the USDA says that a parent or guardian does have to pick up the food. But I mean, if you grab a ride with a friend and you're there or your child is there, they can still pick up for, you know, if your child is there, they can pick up for the family.
Okay. And are you guys looking for any volunteers or any donations for this program or is it all covered?
So we do have spots on Mobile Serve, which is the program that the high school uses to track volunteer hours. So high school volunteers that need to get those hours in, that is out there right now. You can sign up. We would love to have you on serving days, just helping load up cars and getting food out to families. Because it is a school district program and kids could be present, we do want to be sure that we're not bringing too much of the community in on that. So that part's pretty covered. And it's not donation-based, so we don't need any donations or anything like that to make the program run.
I know sometimes families may feel like they shouldn't participate because maybe they feel like they make a little bit too much money. Or what do you say to those families who may need help but may just be hesitant to reach out for it?
Sure. So one of the biggest things that families have said to me in the past is, well, I don't want to take a spot from someone else who might need it, right? And I feel like that's kind of what you're asking there.
Yeah.
And so what I have told those families is you're not. There's not a cap other than as like what food we can hold on hand, which is where we put our 1500 kind of mark in there. There's not a cap to how many we are allowed to serve. And so you're not taking a spot from someone else. And in fact, you participating helps us to provide to those other families. So if only, using super low numbers here, but like if only 20 kids needed it, then that can't be financially stable for the amount of labor we have to put into it. But if 100 kids show up for the 20 that need it, then it covers the labor and everything we have to, the food costs, the labor, everything that we pay to be there at all. So I encourage families, like if you don't need it and you don't want it, please don't. We're not telling you to come, right? But if you need it and you want to be there and it helps your family, please participate. We would love to see you. We would love to see you come out.
So if people want to participate, you guys have so many sites. So for your mobile site locations, you'll have, like you said, that Central Beekeeper Supply on Warehouse Row, Riverwood Apartments, the Refuge Church, and Sanctuary Church. And then for your drive-through, there's Crawford Elementary, Russellville Middle School, Russellville Junior High, London Elementary, Center Valley Elementary, and Oakland Heights Elementary. So you guys have a lot of coverage around the city.
Yes. And I think right now, Junior High and Crawford are pretty much full. So we're having to like watch those really carefully. Cause again, we do have a cap at how much food like the freezers and coolers will hold. Mm-hmm. So there is kind of a cap there. So those are getting kind of full, but, all the rest of the sites are, they all have room for people to sign up.
All right. And for more information, people can contact your office. That phone number is 479-498-8836. Or there's also a text number if people have questions at that 501-743-9248.
Yes. And honestly, like the text number, you know, you have to give her time. If you send her a text, she is our child nutrition director for Tartwell's, and that's her work number as well. And so As she's going through her day, she may have a million things going. So definitely just give her time if you choose to text.
Is there anything else that you wanted to address that we didn't hit here?
We try very hard. If your child has a food allergy, as long as I have the doctor's note on file with the district, we try to help you with food allergies. I know we have a family who has to have gluten-free stuff. We take care of them. We have that doctor's note on file. I coordinate with those families to get those doctor's notes if they're not part of the Russellville School District so that we can make sure we cover them and make sure that kids are kept safe through the food choices.
Yeah, absolutely. I hadn't even thought about food allergies, but that is something that you deal with all the time serving kids in the school district, that's something that has been on the rise in the past few decades.
Yeah. And honestly, even like alpha gal. So there's some kids who can't have any beef or pork or things like that. And so again, like as long as I have a doctor's note, I can pivot a little bit for that kid, but I have to know in advance. So that's the other big piece of signing up in advance, is that I can't cover that need if I don't know about it in advance. So yeah. Making sure that we have all the documentation in place and everything so that we can stay compliant with it.
So if you're in the River Valley and you would like to participate in a summer meal program, you can visit our website at rivervalleynews.com, where we have a story about this posted, and it has listed sites around our region where you can sign up to participate in a similar program.